Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you something.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He didn't just save me once but twice.
To you about some things that that we think are important. To talk to you about some things that I think that you should do. So we're going to open everything with an assertion. We don't pray. We assert into the universe what we want and what we think, and it comes back to us. Reap what you sow, okay? As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused and reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of enlightenment, and I will get what I want, okay? Our slogan is love is the act that makes others feel good through one God, one aim, one destiny. So what we're talking about today, we're talking about love. Okay. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now we always talk about love because love is so important. So every time I turn this mic on, the first thing I'm going to be talking about is love. That's what I'm going to get into, okay? Now, knowing that love is an act that makes others feel good, it puts you in a certain perspective because they don't tell us exactly what love is, all right? And we need to know what love is so that we can actually love each other. They got us stalking each other, obsessed over somebody. I mean, the whole thing is crazy, you know? We fight for people to love us and don't even know what love is. We get in a relationship and we're all miserable. We don't know what's going on. It's like really, really crazy, you know? So I think that we need to slow down for a minute and just think about some of the things that we need to do to literally love each other. Now, as love is the act that makes others feel good, then the question is, why is there so much trouble in our relationships? Why can't we stay married, you know? I mean, I'm like that. I've been married, been divorced, you know, but I didn't know what love was at the time that I was married. I didn't actually know what I needed to do in order to deal with it, you know? So the whole thing is kind of interesting. But we're here every day, like, boy, I was so used to being a part of the Legacy Information Show, I didn't really say that, but we're here, Elohim Speaks, and we're going to talk to you today about, well, we asked a question today, you know, what is your religion and why it's so important to you, okay, that's the question for today. So that's a pretty big topic. So I'm going to hold up on any more of the love portion for right now. And I'm going to get right into the topic. Okay. Now, some people feel as though they don't have a religion or they're not into religion. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start off talking about what is my religion. And we got an error message here. Okay. Yeah, I got an error message here. So those of you who are calling in right now, I'm not seeing your call. So if there's a problem out there, somebody need to call this number, 215-781-703. Let me know if you can get on or can't get on. But if you're not on, you're not hearing what I'm saying right now anyway. You might be hearing what I'm saying. I don't know. Okay? But I'm going to keep – I'm going to run the show. I'm going to run the show like everything is fine. Okay? Because I do believe you can hear me out there even if I can't see the calls. Okay? So I'm going to start off. Well, actually, if I can't get your messages, then I won't – be here by myself, which is okay. I have a lot to talk about when it comes to religion because I like religion now that I know what it is. And the biggest part of most of us that we actually don't know what religion is, okay? Now, love is the act that makes others feel good. But religion, okay, they say religion is about love. You can't be a religious person unless you're dealing with love, because as a religious person, every act that you make is supposed to be about making the other person feel good. Religion is realigning yourself with source energy. This is my take on religion. I know we have a lot of different opinions out there, which is okay. Well, you can call and give me a different opinion or whatever you want to do. That's fine, too, because on this show, I don't. Now, remember, we're not here to debate religion, right? We are here to give you a chance to voice your opinion about your religion, whatever it is, all right? Now, you'd be surprised at how many people that's going to be on the line that agree with what you're saying and how many people on the line that's going to disagree with what you're saying. So if we get into a battle back and forth of who's right and who's wrong, it's not a question of right or wrong when it comes to religion. It's a question of what's comfortable for you. Because if you take a person off where they, what they believe and where they're at, then you could do a lot of damage to them because they might not be ready for the consciousness that you're bringing them. And based on their synaptic nerve development, people exist in different states of consciousness, okay? Now, the consciousness I deal with is basically coming from the Bible, with the Bible 2.0, I call it, because I have a different understanding of the scriptures than most people do. And then I function from the Talmudical scriptures. Okay, that's a book that was delivered to me by what I call source. All right, I can't take credit for writing it, but I can. I can't take credit for thinking it up. But I can't take credit for writing it down, all right? So that's what I do. I write stuff down that comes in. And you'd be amazed at what comes in once you start dealing with this, once you really find out who you are and what you are, okay? So since I can't see the calls, instead of me going to a question and answer mode, I got some questions here for people to call in, since I can't see the calls, what I'm going to do is just, I'm going to go into lecture mode and, I'm going to go into lecture mode in order to spend the hour with you. So I'm going to spend the hour with you from my religious point of view, and that's what it is, okay? From my religious point of view, we want to adopt a philosophy where all five tribes can participate. We don't have to leave nobody out. I'm talking about black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Those are the five color groups. That's why my corporation is called Elohim Five Tribes, because we think that all of the groups should be working together to make this planet what it's supposed to be. And right now, the criminal element is dominating every society. So now we're not here to overthrow government or to physically beat nobody up to make them acquiesce to what we're talking about and what we believe. That's not what we do. Because first of all, we don't believe in nothing. We deal with the truth. Okay? Now, so what we want to do is decriminalize the planet. Right? Now, if you watch TV, all the criminals are living large. When they show them on TV, they got their little jets and planes, you know. They got people to fight for them the whole nine yards. This is to subliminalize and beautify the world of the criminal or where the criminal lives, all right? And when they show the righteous people doing good, they're not doing so good. They don't have the big houses and all that kind of stuff, you know. They're struggling, trying to make ends meet. The people that are honest and trying to live right in a society based on the criminal element. Now, make no mistake about it, this is a criminal society. And, you know, like I said, we don't believe anything. We deal with the truth. Go back and check how the country got started, okay? Killing, murder, robbing, biological warfare, whatever they had to do, this is how the criminals move. This is how they roll, all right? When they come in, they don't come in with pick a side. They don't come in asking you anything, okay? Come in to take what they want and turn you into a slave and force you to work so that they can generate huge sums of money off your labor. That's what the criminal does. And if this country wasn't founded on slave labor, then I rest my case, because it was founded on slave labor. And if you check the what the slaves actually built and did in reference to this country, you'll see that most of the work was actually done by the slaves, forced either by gunpoint or by the threat of starvation. And that's what's been going on. So basically what we want to do, we want to decriminalize the planet. Now, these are the views from tyrannicalism. This is tyrannicalism, okay? This is from Tyrannical Church of Christ. A lot. That's what this is from, all right? So what I'm going to do, since I seem to have an hour to give the lecture here, because I can't see the calls, and people call me and say, yeah, I'm going to call you. I'm getting ready to call you right now, but I don't see the calls. I'm hoping that I didn't give out the wrong number. I know the number by heart, so that wouldn't be a possibility. So it's something wrong with here. And if I cut off, I know I might not be able to get back on. So I'm not going to cut off and try to get back in here. I'm not going to do that. But if you can't hear what I'm saying, if you can hear what I'm saying and you're on the line, then call this number and let me know, 215-758-1703, and that'll let me know that you are on the line, but I just can't see the calls, okay? Okay, so that's basically what the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah is about. Okay, let's start breaking that down. This is a unique opportunity for me because I can just go ahead and begin to explain exactly what's going on, because this goes into part of my lecture series when members join up with the Tyrannical Church, okay? Christ is one who is crystallized into oneness with source energy. That's what Christ is, okay? You can become, you are actually born a Christ. Now, I know we get a lot of slack on this one, maybe tomorrow, but you're actually born a Christ. Now, let me tell you how that works, all right? When the fetus is fertilized, there's a light energy that comes into the egg. This light is not from the mother or the father. This light energy activates that flesh and start zygotes, or whatever they call it. They start that in motion, okay? And it begins to split. At that particular time, you are a Christ, all right? And the mother that's birthing you is Mary. That's what that story is all about. Every child is a Christ. Every mother is a Mary. This is our philosophy. So when we see these sisters out here, you know, we see our women out here, we're looking at Mary, bringer of life. This is what we're looking at. It's what I'm saying. Not something that can't vote, can't have no power, can't do this and can't do that. That's not what we see. When we see a woman, we see Mary, okay? And that's important. Now, I'm in lecture mode, but I'm just now starting to see some calls show up, which is good, okay? So right now, I'm breaking down Tyrannical Church of Christ of the Law. I'm breaking that down, give you an understanding of what my religious beliefs are. And I know some going to agree, some going to disagree, that's fine. I'm not here to debate religion. I'm just giving you my opinion, and then later on you can give me yours. If you want to give me your opinion about what's your religion and why it's working so great for you and why you like it, just press 1 on your dial, and you'll be able to get into the dialogue, okay? Okay, now, that's what Christ is. And each person on the planet, okay, is a Christ. Right now, Jesus knew that. This is why he was able to make the claim, he that eateth of me will become a son indeed. And greater works than I did, you will do. He can make that claim because he knew who you were. He didn't say he's going to do just as good as him. He said you can do greater. How can you do greater than a Christ without becoming a Christ? Right? And that's what the Immaculation story was all about, explaining to you who you really are and who our women are. Women, every female is a Mary, every child is a Christ. And once you know that you are Christ, that means you are crystallizing the oneness with the entire cosmos. All right? And that's who you are. This landmass, this little speck of dirt they call it Earth, it's not worthy of you saying that that this is your origin, because it's not. All right? You have a very, very, very divine origin. And this is what the Christ thing is all about. Now, what we didn't know was that the Egyptians used to put the term Christ on all their mustabas and stuff when they passed away. That's how far back this term goes. That's how knowledgeable the Christ consciousness was, all right? But they spelled it K-R-S-T. Now, the 1% know this. So you can go Google K-R-S-T. You got K-R-S-T radios, K-R-S-T this, K-R-S-T that. But you don't know if they're using the original spelling of Christ, because nobody's making you aware of that, all right? This is, now, I'm giving you my opinions, okay? This is what I think. Now, if you think contrary to me, you can hit 1, give me your opinion, that's fine. I'm not going to do it now. On this show, we don't debate religion, because we don't want to take nobody out of their comfort zone. If wherever you are, okay, I'm talking about, we're on the line right now, wherever you are, that's where you're supposed to be. And if you're comfortable there, then it's okay. All right. There's, I think, 4,000 or either 4,000 or 40,000. I think it'd be 4,000 different Christian groups. There's 3,000 different Muslim groups. There's 1,100 different Buddhist groups. There's a lot of different groups out here teaching the same information in a different manner. And you're attracted to the people that are talking to you from where your consciousness is. And whatever you, whatever preacher or minister or whoever you lock on to, that's where your conscious level is, so you can appreciate what they're saying. But now when your conscious level change, it's time to go up, it's time to move on. Don't hesitate to move on when your consciousness change, because you're being guided by this Christ consciousness that we're talking about. That's what's actually guiding you. And it's guiding you towards yourself, towards who you really are, towards that Christ, that special person that's inside of you, that special person that is who you are, okay? Now, guys, think about this. Just think about what I'm saying. Every mother is a Mary. Every child is a Christ. So how are you treating guys? How are you treating Mary? How are you treating this special woman who's of divine origin that's given birth to Christ all over the world? Okay? How are you treating this divine woman? You follow what I'm saying? And you being born a Christ, all right? How, sisters, how are you treating this divine man that's in your life. This is what you have to think about. But first, you have to realize who you are. Now, like I said, if you have an opinion and you want to chime in on the topic, all you have to do is press one, and then you can give me your opinion. Now, if your opinion is contrary to mine, that's fine too. You can give it because everybody consciously don't live at the same place, all right? And the object of the show on the weekends, we're going to do this every weekend. The object of the show on the weekend is to get you coming in with your different opinions. If you're comfortable with your religion and whatever it is, and you can give us an opinion as to why you're comfortable with it, why you think it's so great that that this religion is the one that you're in, then you have other people on the line that might be on the same place that you are and might need to hear what you're saying. I don't care what you say or whoever it is on the line, somebody going to disagree with it. So don't worry about somebody having a different opinion, but just remember, we're not here to debate religion. Okay, right now I'm giving you my opinion. I'm explaining to you opinion of what Christ is and what Christ means. Now, I'm from the Toronto Church of Christ and Allah. That's where I'm from. Now, I'm going to explain a lot in a minute, but how I can use both of them in the same sentence where these guys are fighting and killing each other out there, just that they don't understand. They don't. This is my opinion now, okay? And they don't have a proper understanding of what's really going on out there. Christ is one who is crystallized into oneness with source energy, okay? That's who you are. That's, you know, you're greater than what they call Africa or Greece or India and all of, you're greater than whatever landmass that you're claiming to be a part of, because you come from the cosmos. You are a divine being. It's just that nobody's made you aware of it, so you haven't been acting divine because you don't think you are divine. These are my opinions I'm giving. These are the opinions of Elohim. You are a divine being. And every person, from the guy sleeping on the street, okay, to the person running the White House, oh boy, I had to think twice before I said that, they're all divine beings. We think about Trump, we said, we're still divine about this guy. But he is a Christ. He just don't know because he's been part of the corruption for so long. And that's the purpose why we're setting everything up. We want to decriminalize the planet to stop the killing, the murder, the violence, and all. This planet can be a paradise if we take it back from the criminals. Now, we don't have to kill everybody to take it back, because most countries are allowing you an option to put people in office that have some type of divine understanding, some type of higher consciousness, where they can really deal and help everybody and not just line their pockets, okay? So there's ways to do it without going to war, all right? Although that's how evil works. I'm saying evil because they're not working for the benefit of everybody. That's where that's kind of evil, you know? And you can enhance yourself. You can have plenty of money and still work for the benefit of everybody. In fact, if you work for the benefit of everybody, you actually make more money. You actually become more successful because you begin to use that divine mind of yours to create things that people will want, that people will need. You follow what I'm saying? And that will bring you treasure. That will bring you gold, you know? Even though the money is not your primary reason for doing it, it will make you rich when you're working on a level for everybody. Like, if you know, everybody needs food, okay? So if we say, now, what kind of plan can I come up to feed the 6 billion people on the planet? Now, if you come up with a way to feed all these people, you're going to be paid, all right? That's what I'm saying. You don't have to be poor and in the street. You just have to upgrade your thinking. And as a divine being, well, Psalm 82 of the Bible, I do listen to the Bible, I do read the Bible. Psalm 82 of the Bible says that you're a God. So with that, all right, I'm giving you my opinions, but with that, you have the capacity to make up whatever you want. You have no limit. if you think about it, what we were doing 20 years ago and thinking about what we're doing now, there is no limit to you. 20 years from now, you're going to be way ahead of where we are right now, all right? We're contemplating leaving the planet physically leaving the planet. We're contemplating, in fact, we've done it a couple of times. So you are an unlimited divine being, and the only limit that you have is the one that you place on yourself, okay? This is Elohim talking. These are my opinions now. If you do not place a limit on yourself, there is no limit in the universe for you, okay? Because only you can stop you. Now, people can block you, or they will block you. They three, the crooked ones out there, they're going to block you and everything else. And if you're not giving them credit for what you're doing, they're going to block whatever you're doing. But you can overcome that. You can overcome anything once you realize who you are, okay? Now, right now, I'm telling you who Jesus say you are, okay? What Jesus say you can do for those of you who adhere to the Bible. In the Toronto Scriptures, it says the same thing about who you are and what you are and what you're capable of doing, okay? Now, now let's go into the next phase of this, all right? Once again, I want to say again, if you're on the line, right, and if you want to participate in the conversation, if you want to give your opinion, okay, the opinions are not right or wrong. They're just that, opinions. And we like to get your opinion about consciously where you live at, what you think, because you never know who's listening, and it might help somebody, okay? I'm sure when you stick your opinion out there, people disagree with it, but that's okay. Don't matter what you say. I don't care what you say, where you go, what religion you're in. Somebody disagrees with that. So that's okay. All right. Now let's get into the term Allah. How can I use Christ and Allah in the same sense? What kind of madness is that? If you understand what the term means, it means all. Right? That's what it means. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So when they're talking about Allah, they're talking about everything in the universe at the same time, because the uncaused cause, that's as far back as we can go consciously, we can't go back further than the uncaused cause. Something caused everything to exist, and nothing caused it to exist. It had to be here. That's what we're calling the uncaused cause. And that uncaused cause is energy. So the only thing that was here was that energy. So that energy starts manipulating and making things out of itself. So you are actually a part of the entire cosmos. You are a part of the all. The all is a part of you. You can't take one grain out of this universe. That's how powerful the energy is. That's how strong everything is, and everything is connected. We are all part of the all. They call it Allah. We call it the all. I'm just giving you a conscious thought process. Okay, now these are my opinions, right? This is what I'm giving you, okay? Well, I can say Christ and Allah in the same sense. See what I'm saying? I'm crystallizing the oneness with source energy. Source energy is all, everything. Everything in the universe. Some say that whatever you can think of, whatever you dream of, okay, is not Allah. But I'm telling you, whatever you think of, whatever you dream of, is Allah, is the all, okay? That's what Allah is, and you are a part of that. You are actually the all extending itself into the universe. This is why you can do so much. This is why you have no limit, because you are a part of everything that exists. You think it's a coincidence that you have copper and zinc and all kinds of metal inside your system and gas and everything else? It's not no coincidence. You are part of all of this, okay? And there's a spiritual aspect to all of this, okay? When we talk about Allah, we're talking about what everything is, okay? When we're talking about Christ, we're talking about the spiritual attributes, okay, that makes things live, that gives things this conscious reality. This is what the Christ inundation is, okay? So now we have reached, we're halfway into the hour, and at this point what I'd like to do is go into the commercials. I'd like to give a shout out to those who are on the radio and are doing things to and doing things, you know, to help people. They talk every week, you know, about what's going on, who's who and what's what. So this is where we're at right now. So what I like to do is just to give them a little shout out. Now, I don't charge anything for people to be on the show. I don't charge anything at all for people to, you know, to give a commercial. When you call in, if you have a church or a business or something like that, and you want to give your opinion, that's fine too. We'll accept that as well. And then we don't charge you for it. Or if you want to open up your mic and give me a number or something and put your number out there where I can advertise you every week, I'll add you to the caller list. Now, I'm going to go through this kind of quickly because this is really a long list right here because it's free, so it's not a lot of people want this stuff advertised. So I'm going to go through it kind of fast. So if I go through anything, if I miss anything and you want me to re-give you a number on something, just let me know. Hit one and let me know that you want me to say that number again over, and I'll do that. And once again, I'd like to thank everybody that's calling in, and I'll let you know that I appreciate you. Let you know I'm not here. Let me know I'm not here by myself. Thank you so much. This is Elohim Five Tribes Radio Presents. Elohim Speaks at 7 to 8 p.m. Philadelphia time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give a shout-out. Monday, we talk about health. Tuesday, history. Wednesday, politics. Thursday, economics. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're talking about religion, okay? We are the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah, TCCA, and we definitely mention things about the Bible on every show. So I'm a Bible thumper. What can I tell you? We don't mention your last name unless you want us to. We use the 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or group and you want to give a shout out, just let us know and we'll do that, okay? We released our first gospel CD, 911 Youth Emergency. When we first started the show, we played one of the songs off the CD so that you can get an idea what the album sounds like, okay? Jesus Coming, if you want to buy the album, Jesus Coming CD, the link is cdbaby.com/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. You can also catch us on YouTube, Elohim Christ 10 Tracks. We'll come up on YouTube. Okay. And the name on YouTube is 911 Jesus is Coming. We think Jesus is coming back. If he comes back, he's coming back from the same place he came back from the first time, from the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump might just be the one to get us out of this mess that we have. And I'm part of the Old Post crew, so we're definitely going to be relying on the children to help us out of this mess, okay? So don't take our chance on us. We need those babies. And guys, you got to step up help these divine women, help Mary, these divine women, take care of these children, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, Christ.com. For more information on the book or the CD, it's in CD and book form. Just call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5 to get information, okay? Also, I'm in the gold business. If you're interested in buying and selling gold, I do carrot bars. You can give me a call at the same number, okay? My email address is elchristalahim@gmail.com. That's elchristalahim@gmail.com. Okay, and you can hit me on email if you want. Don't forget to visit my website at elchristalahim.com/website. That will take you right to my website. Okay, now if you want me to go back over any of this, just hit 1. And ask me to when I go back to wherever you want to go. So, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Mac. Yohanna Shally comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. In fact, I was just on his show from 6 to 7. We talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube. She has a spoken word, and the words she speaks are pretty good. I think she's launching a different show, too. So, in a couple of days, I'll redo her ad so you can find out where she is and check her out. I think she's talking about how to get paid, and we all need to know how to get paid out there, right? I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love's show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 317-215-8040. You can also get her website at NikkiLoveWunam.com, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNAACL, 1918 to 1929 for the world. Maybe every week. So for more information, just contact 267-822-2320, okay? And then we also like to give a shout-out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa, okay? RBG Industries, they make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just call, or if you want some land in Africa, just call Siddiqui at 609-638-5828, that's RBG Industries, okay? This takes about 5 minutes. You know, these people work so hard to help us out. I'd like to give a shout-out to a security company. He's looking for people to work, so he's looking for a job. Security, 336-988-6338, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Tom Thorpe. He goes under the name Yesterday's Child. He has 6 CDs in the market. He catches up on a CD day, as well, has cars. More information, you can call him at 267-259-4077. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to the Taylor Tots Learning Academy, okay? Licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse. She's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Tots has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Her email address, teletotslearningacademy@gmail.com. I'll skip my chest a little bit. That's my daughter's. That's my daughter's business. I like to talk about Teletots Academy. I would also like to give a shout out to our residential naturopathic healers and doctors. Dr. Paul, his number is 215-779-7355. Now, he's giving out, he's sending out a list of herbs that you can get, especially, you know, because of this virus and stuff. So if you want a list of those herbs, just call Dr. Bob, 779-7355, and give him your number, okay? Also, all shows are recorded, so you can go on Blog Talk Radio and download the show anytime you want, and you can listen to the whole show if you want to, okay? His website is www.drpaulherbs.com. And we have another registered doctor, Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these guys, you really deserve to be sick. Nah, just kidding. Nobody deserves to be sick. So give one of these guys a call, and don't worry. Be healthy, okay? Also, I miss somebody because one of my other children that's interesting. I didn't take the number out. It has an electronics company. I don't know how I can miss that. Okay. Anyway, I'll add that in for tomorrow to make sure I've mentioned has Safemore Electronics. That's my son's company. And he's a big electrician. Okay, so with that, we're going to go back to the topic. I go through that as fast as possible. I'm thinking about breaking it up into two different segments, but just do it and get it over with, okay? And just let's get all the advertising and give shout-outs to people. And like I said, if you want to advertise your business or you want me to advertise your business, just give us a call or call in one day and give me the information over the phone, and I'll hook you up, or you can, you know, do the information yourself, okay? Okay, now let's go back to where we were. Check in. Alrighty, here we are. Okay. We were talking about, we were on the Allah issue and what Allah means. And I know a lot of people will disagree with that. So, that with that being said, by going through that, okay, let's go back into my opinions. Okay, now I'm going to keep giving my opinion until you click on and start giving some of your opinions. All right, now this is sort of an interactive show. So don't be afraid to click in and say something. If you just want to say hi, that's fine too. Okay. Now, the question on the board is, what's your religion and why do you think yours is the best one on earth? And how does it benefit you? Okay. The tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah has upgraded my consciousness. So I don't have no qualms with any religion on the planet. I don't have a negative feeling about whatever religion that you're in, you know? And so that's an upgrade because I can relate and talk to anybody from any walk of life. And that's what it's all about. We have to be able to communicate with each other. We have to be able to listen to each other and prepare for what's going on, you know? Now, the biggest thing that I do want to talk about is, you know, we have, there's a spiritual side to all of this. You know, we talk about the physical, but the physical person, it's not really who we are, okay? And some of us here for a long time, some of us here for a short time, but whatever time you're here, you've been sent here from what you're calling heaven. Now, we have a whole different concept of that because we come from an incorporeal dimension, all right? And as incorporeal beings, we come into this dimension to do something or do something for somebody for a short period of time, and then we leave and go back to our incorporeal dimension, all right? I know we get bent out of shape. We lost this person, but that's okay, because each person that you meet, each person that you come across makes an imprint, makes an impact on your life, and you miss that person physically. But that's not who the person really is. There's a spiritual side to that person. Now, let's talk about that for a second, but I want to go back to the origin rather than just talk about the spirit itself. Now, some of the stuff I'm going to say, you can Google it. Right, but like I'm telling you, I'm giving you my opinion so that you can just have something to think about. You know, you can look some of the stuff up that I'm saying. There's a black hole up near Cyrus A, Cyrus B. It's Cyrus C, I'm just saying, but they ain't got to that point yet. But Cyrus A and Cyrus B, there's a black hole up there, and that hole leads to an incorporeal dimension. Okay, and at one time there was nothing in this particular corporeal universe. It was just nothing here, except for gas. Incorporeal beings give off a corporeal gas. This corporeal gas comes to the black hole and was building up, and incorporeal beings thought this gas might ignite and burn a hole in both dimensions. So they came over here and took on a physical presence in order to ignite the gas to see what it would do. Physical energy mixed with spiritual energy is very, very dense. That's why we have those dense Cyrus A and Cyrus B. They're two suns, but they're very dense. They're able to withstand the pull of that black hole, all right? I'm just getting into some of this. I don't want to go too far here. And what they did, they began setting up this universe. Now, these are your ancestors. We're talking millions of years ago. These are your ancestors. This is where you come from. This is why I'm telling you, you're so powerful. There's so much that you can do if you just stop limiting yourself. The 1% is telling you. As incorporeal beings, you set up the first suns in this dimension, and you began setting up suns and solar systems throughout the entire dimension. Oh, boy. Am I hearing what I'm saying? I'm hearing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the sun, the moon, the stars, all that, well, stars are suns, but all that stuff that's out there, would have put up there by your ancestors. But wait a minute, Elohim, what are you saying? You're saying that I can do that? Think about this for a minute. Let's talk about, like I said, I don't deal with what we believe. I deal with what I know. The moon is a satellite orbiting the earth. Can we put up a satellite? Yes, we have them up there now. If we can put up a metal satellite, pretty soon we'll be able to put up a satellite made out of dirt and clay. You know, all of that is coming. But that's proof. That's proof of what I'm saying. You have the ability to create, and I don't even want to create, you have the ability to make solar systems. That's how bad you is. That's how good you are. That's how powerful you are. But you have to put your mind to it. Somebody has been telling you that you can't do these things. But I'm telling you, this is my opinion. My opinion is you can do whatever you want. And if this planet's not working right, you can literally come up with solutions to solve every problem on the planet. Because you got it like that. If this is some horse's mouth, this is from Elohim to you. You got it like that. Now, you can disagree with it. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But the evidence speaks for itself. Yes, we can put up satellites. Yes, we can leave the planet. We are controlling energy to a point that you can take one little rocket and knock off a whole city. If I understand, they're working on ways to upgrade that where they can knock off a whole doggone country with one rocket. I mean, instead of putting all that energy into self-destruction, see, because now this is how the crooks work. The crooks, they don't like making stuff. They'll come in and take what you got. Now, if they take what you have, this is how they got this country. They came in, the crooks came in and took the country. Now, once they take it, they know that the people want to rebel and fight back. That's why you have the wars with the indigenous people here. They had to fight the Indians. Because the Indians, hey, man, we just can't let you, we don't want to kill nobody, but we can't just let you come in and just take our stuff. Took it. They know that that military that they have had to be stronger, better, more powerful than the people that they're taking the stuff from. Because you know people want it back. Now, you know if somebody come in your house and take your stuff, you want it back. But if they're military, they're so powerful that you can't get it, there's nothing you can do but sit back and figure out a way to do that. You follow what I'm saying? Now, this is one thing that the indigenous people are missing all over the planet. When they sign a peace treaty, peace is an act of war against war. That's what a peace treaty is. So once you make peace with somebody, you have to build up your armament, build up your war machine, because peace only lasts as long as the two groups have equal power. Once one group has more power than the other, they're going to break the peace treaty. If you don't believe that, well, it's not a question of belief, but evidence of that, check out World War II and what happened during that, or World War I, what happened during that. You found that? Check out the Vietnam War, any wars, check out any wars. You'll find that at one time they had peace treaties. All right, but then the other guys got so powerful that they just decided to come on and take it and make slaves out of it. You know? I mean, that's what they do. That's why you have to think in terms of security. The things that we talk about that you need to deal with mentally, food, clothing, shelter, and security. Those are your four goals. But, you know, don't just think in terms of your food, clothing, shelter, security. Think in terms of the entire planet. This will put you in the mindset to make millions, billions, even trillions. If you're thinking about systems that's going to enhance everybody. Now, if you're coming up with systems to feed, clothe, shelter, secure 6 billion people, you know you and your family are not going to want for nothing. Because you know you're going to have enough to take care of 7 or 8 people. Or we're talking about your entire diaspora, maybe 500 or 600. You know you're going to come up with enough of that. Follow what I'm saying? You have to upgrade your mindset, upgrade your consciousness. the physical person that you're dealing with is not who they are, okay? That divine spirit that's there, that's who they are. And black, brown, red, yellow, white, doesn't matter what the person physically looks like. That has nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? What's going on is how they're being trained, what they're being taught from a child. And when you teach a child from a child up, you chalk up TV on. We got television, you know, and I was little, we didn't have TV. Everybody listened to the radio. But you cut the TV on, and the crooks, you watch it, I'm watching Elliot Ness, right? And the crook, Nettie, whatever his name was, he walking around $1,000 suits and limousines and Cartier trucks. Elliot Ness put a seat up on the desk. He got holes in his shoes. Who in the world, what child would want to be Elliot Ness? You know what I mean? Everybody want to be the crooks. This is how they're subliminally seducing you to think that the crooked world is the better world, but it's not. There's so much misery and holy crap. There's a lot of misery in the crooked world, all right? So you don't want to follow the crooked culture. The crooked culture, there's two cultures. This is another thing that I like to talk about at this particular hour. There's two cultures. There's the dog-eat-dog culture, and there's a reap-what-you-sow culture. When everything began, it began with the reap-what-you-sow culture. That's the scientific culture. They don't call it reap-what-you-sow, they call it science. But if you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. That's science. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction that you're getting. That's reap what you sow. That's what's going on, okay? The dog-eat-dog culture is that if you got it and you can't beat me, I'm coming to take it. That's the dog-eat-dog culture. So this culture is based on a dog-eat-dog culture. So if you're following the reap-what-you-sow culture, you will be considered an honest person. Honest people have a hard time here, all right, because they don't set up the physical ability to protect what they have because they're honest, trusting people. But people coming from the dog-eat-dog culture cannot be trusted until they have a change of heart. Actually, to be safe about the whole thing, people from the dog-eat-dog culture can't be trusted anyway, period. What you have to do, if you're going to work with people from the dog-eat-dog culture, make sure you have things in place to protect yourself. If you look at the way the legal system is set up, they know they're in a dog-eat-dog culture. They have rules on top of rules on top of rules on top of rules to protect what they have because they know that they're from the dog-eat-dog culture, and they know the people that they're dealing with is from the dog-eat-dog culture. And if they can't protect what they have, they know that the people, they will take what you have. So as honest people, as you begin to build, as you begin to think about how can I help 6 billion people on this planet, and you start coming up with different ways and ideas, and that wealth is going to come to you. That money is going to come to you once you start producing ideas to take care of everybody. Oh, you're going to get paid. But you have to come up with ways to protect what you have because the dog-eat-dog people will come and take it if you don't protect it, all right? If you're writing music or if you have songs, that's why they have the copyrights and all that kind of stuff, you know, to protect your songs, whatever ideas you come up with, you have to protect them, or the dog-eat-dog people will come, take it, and lie and say it was theirs. Think about it. That's how they got the country in the first place. George Washington and them did not write the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. President Hayes and them, that's what they were using to run the government with. George Washington, they just took it, put their name on it. They did they usurped the military, went against England and hooked up with France, and it was a mess. But that's how they roll. And even though they didn't win the war for independence, that's a whole nother lecture that comes in during a week. We'll be talking about history, but I just want to mention certain things. So just to give you an idea, of what's going on and what's happening out there, okay? And what you need to do to get paid, you have to upgrade your consciousness. Like we talk about Monsanto's feeding millions of people. We can't even feed ourselves. So, yeah, we talk about Monsanto, but look how rich Monsanto is because they're trying to feed everybody. You know what I mean? They're coming up with ideas to do some things with the seeds and with the grains and all that because they want to feed all 6 billion people on the planet. And the wealth, they're worth trillions right now. You see what I'm saying? This is the consciousness that you have to get into if you want that kind of money, if you want that kind of wealth, if you need that kind of resources to protect what you have. And the little farmers that are going against Monsanto, man, they losing about a handful. I'm telling you, they losing all the time. They don't have the resources to fight nobody that thinks Monsanto. Monsanto functions under the dog-eat-dog culture, you know? And if you're in the same game as they in, they're going to try to figure out a way to knock you off, to take your stuff. They're taking people's land. You just Google what's going on out there with Monsanto, what's happening out there. You follow what I'm saying? Monsanto got to be where they are because they're coming up with ideas to feed everybody. All right? You got to come up with ideas. Not just thinking about yourself, okay? But what ideas to feed, clothes, shelter, security for everybody. That's how you get into the wealth. You have the brain power, you're a divine person. You can do what you want. You have that type of mentality. You can do whatever you want. That's why in some schools, they try to take the word can out of vocabulary. You follow what I'm saying? Because now that you know who you are, I'm just giving you my opinion, whether you accept or reject it, it's up to you. But now that you know my opinion of who you are and my opinion of what you can do, you know, all you have to do is sit back and start thinking about it. Start working on it. Start getting into it now, you know? And before you know it, holy crap, you're in that limousine. You have security following you around. That's how this works. But if you comment, well, I just got to go to work and take care of my family, well, that's all you're going to have. Because you're limiting yourself. You're going to work just to take care of your family. The first thing we did, we talk about that 50% budget, but that's during a week. I forget which day that is that we're talking about economics, wealth, money, health, history, politics. Thursday we talk about economics. So if you're with us on Thursday, we'll tell you how to turn that money into more money, you know. But right now, we only got about 90 seconds left, so we're almost out of time. So what I'd like to say is that upgrade your consciousness, okay, about walking the light of love. If you walk in the light of love, your path will always be lit, okay? What I could do is, since we only got about 60 seconds here, this is Elohim. We're on the agenda is every day from 8 to 9, okay? Tomorrow is Monday, so we're going to be talking about health tomorrow, which is good. We'll cover the coronavirus, which you need to protect yourself and stuff like that. That'll be tomorrow, okay? And what I like to do is do my closing assertion and because it's time for us to shut everything down. I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. And with that, I want to tell you to walk in the light of love, and your path will always be lit, okay? Through one God, one aim, one destiny. And we'll talk some more tomorrow. And those that are listening, thank you so much. Those that couldn't get in and there's problems with the call, thank you so much. And we'll talk tomorrow. Much love.